Chandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King granulated soap present Chandu, the magician. But before our play begins, may we say a word about a century-old tradition, the tradition of ironing day. Yes, Tuesday is ironing day in most American homes. And more than three generations of homemakers here in the West have discovered that clothes washed with White King are wonderfully easy to iron. That's because energetic White King suds not only wash off the surface dirt, the dirt you can actually see, they dig right down and wash out the deeply embedded dirt, the dirt you cannot see. Then they rinse away both suds and soil in your rinse water freely and completely. Yes, free rinsing White King leaves your clothes so clean, your iron glides over the surface with the greatest of ease. Your clothes iron up quickly and slick as you please. So for smoother, speedier ironing, be sure to always wash your clothes with White King. Among all wash day soaps, there is none like White King. That's why you'll say, as thousands of homemakers do, I love White King. Despite a persistent premonition that seems to warn him against the perilous trip to the desert village of the lost, Frank Chandler, known in the Far East as Chandu the Magician, has left Cairo for the desolate Sahara. He is staking his life on this attempt to overtake Robert Regent before he reaches the village from which it is said no man ever returns. Meanwhile, in Cairo, the sinister Roxor has not only misled Robert Regent into leaving for Singapore, he has also forced Jeff Burke into his scheme to separate and kill the Regents one by one. Now, far out in the desert, Chandler's small caravan, led by Musafir the Bedouin, moves over the endless shifting sands. Chandu, the magician.
Musafir wasn't kidding when he said he had fast camels, Uncle Frank.
No. We should have overtaken your father long before this. We must be traveling with a caravan.
It's sure funny that nobody knows where that village is.
Well, Musafir says desert people are careful not to find out. What? Well, where's he going? I thought he said...
Hey, maybe he saw somebody when he rode up over the dune.
Well, I certainly hope so. Well, it's another caravan. They've stopped for the night.
I don't see anybody down there that looks like Dad.
Well, we'll get off here. I never like to ride right into an Arab camp.
Yeah. Boy, I'll be glad to get off this camel for a while.
Yeah. Wait until your camel kneels, Bob.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. Oh, one of those Arabs is coming over.
Bro, Himshi, Oskut.
Peace be with you, friend.
Himshi, Inglishi.
Tell me, have you seen an American with a caravan today?
Your dragoman said you go to the village of the lost. You are not welcome in this camp.
Oh, keep your tarboosh on.
Aishtokur.
We have come into the desert to find an American. He is not to be allowed to go to the village of the lost. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Aywa. We have seen no Americani. Imshi.
Here is money. One Egyptian pound.
Aye.
Tell me what you know of the village, and the money is yours.
I know nothing. I would not enter the village of the lost for 1,000 Egyptian pounds.
I'm not asking you to go with us. 2 Egyptian pounds?
Give me the money.
Nuts to that.
Bob, all I want is news of the American. We know he came this way.
You will give me money if I tell you where he could be?
Yes, yes. Where?
You will not say I have spoken to you?
No.
Robama, he has gone to the house of the Ferengi.
The foreigner's house? Here in the desert?
Aywa, Muscovy. Honak, there, where I point my finger.
I don't see anything.
La NASA, give me the money.
What does that mean?
He said it's not far. How far?
For 5 Egyptian pounds, I will ride with you until you see it. Give me the money and I will bring my camel.
Oh, no, no, not yet. I'll speak to Musafir about this, Bob. You can wait here. Musafir!
Look, why should anybody build a house out here in the middle of the desert?
No man knows.
What could he build it of? There's no wood or anything.
It is said to be made of great stones from a buried city, many thousands of years old.
You wouldn't kid us, would you?
Marlash.
Whatever that is. What did he say?
There's a house about 15 minutes ride from here. Musafir's seen it himself. He says the owner's off and away. It's worth looking into, though. Come on, Bob, get on your camel.
Okay. Dad must have left Cairo a lot earlier than we thought he did.
Yes. If he was taken ill, the caravan leader might have left him at that house.
Give me the money.
Oh, yes. Yes, here you are. But you are not going with us. Musafir will show us the way.
Ashkor, ya Sidi. I wish you may find what you seek in that house. Effendi!
The house is all dark. Gosh, this is a creepy darn place. No wonder Musafir said he'd wait back there for us.
I only hope your father isn't here.
You hope he isn't?
After what that Arab said about the owner. It was not even locked. The owner knew it would be perfectly safe.
We'll feel pretty silly if we just walk in and then the guy comes home. Uncle Frank, what's the matter with this house?
Wait a minute, Bob. Let's have some light.
There were some candles.
Yes. Now, look, Bob, the portrait. The Arab said Muscovy, a Russian.
It's Dmitri, looking straight at us.
In the costume of a 16th century Florentine. The eyes filled with mocking evil. Like the portrait in the castle in Lubova.
What's that Arabic painted on the wall under the picture?
A typical Dmitri phrase. Welcome, friend, to the house of fear.
Holy Moses.
That's what you feel in this house, Bob. Terror. So real, you can almost touch it.
Listen. It's that music. Let's find out if he's here and get out.
Stand still, Bob. Hold up your candle and look at the portrait. If Roxor knew the whole story of the Village of the Lost, he'd wish he'd never heard of Dmitri.
You mean this house is all there is to that village?
I'm sure of it. Heaven only knows how many poor devils have died of terror here. The very walls are filled with it, like some deadly, tangible venom.
And nobody ever gets away to tell what happened.
That's it. Only this time someone will. I've seen old houses like this in India, so impregnated with evil that... Bob, the portrait! Look out!
Hey!
Hit you?
No, but... gosh... It was just as if somebody snatched it off the wall and threw it at me.
Somebody did.
Are you kidding?
Don't touch it, Bob. Leave it right there. Well, there's nothing for us here. We'll be going.
If we can. Murder.
Not this time. You see... Black forces gathered in this house are helpless unless you give them power. Come on, Bob.
Hey, what about Dad?
He's not here. I should have known it.
We didn't even look for him.
Because I see now why I had that feeling that I shouldn't have made this trip.
Why?
Listen.
It's that summons thing.
It's my own fault. I haven't had this message before.
You didn't bring the crystal with you.
I can get it by stretching out my hand. There.
Gosh. I feel like Mom does sometimes. You're just plain spooky.
Listen, Bob. And look into the crystal, if you like. I've seen that place.
Uncle Frank, I hear an airplane.
It's not here, Bob.
What?
It's in the crystal. Well, it's an airport. Look.
Yeah. And there's the airplane coming in.
It's on a coast. It looks tropical. What in... Why, it looks like Singapore.
Natasha told you Dad had gone to Singapore.
Yeah, but he hadn't then. He went to Cairo. He's in Singapore now, though. He must be.
Oh, great. And here we are in the middle of the Sahara Desert.
We won't be long. We'll take our camels to Massapa and go back to Cairo.
On foot?
You know better than that, Bob. Come on.
Good evening, Mrs. Regent. Evening, Miss Betty.
Good evening, Mr. Burke.
Hello, Jeff.
I came to apologize for the way I spoke to Miss Betty last night.
It isn't necessary.
But you see, ma'am, I may be leaving Cairo any day now. And you all have been mighty nice to me.
We liked you, too, at first.
There's no need to go into it at all, Betty. We understand perfectly, Mr. Burke.
You mean about me working for Roxor?
We won't discuss it.
But you see, I'm leaving him, Mrs. Regent. I don't like the way he operates.
Oh?
I didn't realize what I was getting into, so I'm through. And I wanted you all to know it.
Very well. We know it now. Oh, what is it, Abu?
I may speak to you for one moment, Sid?
Yes. I have something to say to you, too, about callers.
She's mad because Abu let me in, I reckon.
Well, how could you bear to work for that old Roxor?
I'm not anymore. Look, couldn't we start over and make friends? You can't imagine how lonesome it is for me here. I don't know a soul.
Well, I don't know about that.
Listen, Miss Betty, I know your uncle's out of town. Wouldn't you like to do some exploring while he's gone? You might never get to Egypt again.
It is fascinating, isn't it?
Oh, it surely is. I know about a place in the desert, thousands of years old, they say, and haunted. Wouldn't you like to go see it?
It sounds like fun, but...
I know it would be. We could take a picnic lunch and it'd be like back home. Besides, who knows, we might discover some old tomb nobody ever saw before. Oh, say you'll go, Miss Betty.
Well...
Now, before we say goodnight for Chandu the Magician, may we take just a moment for another word about White King Granulated Soap. Perhaps you have recently had the pleasure of installing a brand new washing machine in your home. If you have, be sure to take good care of it. But remember that no washing machine can work any better than the soap you use. We hope that your soap is White King, the first soap ever invented for washing machine use. Always a good soap. Today, White King is better than ever. That's why we say there is no better soap for any washer, new or old. Today, White King's creamy suds wash your clothes cleaner than ever, faster than ever. Wash off surface dirt and wash out hidden dirt. So no matter what type or brand of a washing machine you choose, may we remind you that nothing washes like soap. And there is no soap quite like White King. That's why we know you'll love White King. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Frank Chandler is played by Tom Collins. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System. ¶¶